And a very good morning to you. Time for us to look into the future. Time for us to focus specifically on SADC. And it is, once again, time to speak to scenario planner and trend spotter Chantal Ilbury. Today's topic, of course, looking at the future of SADC, known as the Southern African Development Community and the region. Chantal, good to have you on.
Good morning, Kino.
Now, you recently did some work on the future of SADC, looking to 2050. What are some of the possible scenarios that you've imagined?
Okay, so they're looking at revisioning the region to 2050. So part of the work has to say, well, there are various scenarios that could actually play out. And four scenarios, they actually looked at, well, what's the capital in the region? There are 16 member states. What's the capital, human capital, social capital, manufacturing capital, financial, natural resources? So based on that capital, how can the region actually integrate to provide an innovative region that can compete globally? And it was interesting, four scenarios played out. The one is smart city scenario, where there's deep integration in the region using the five capitals. Then there was a scenario that says, okay, there are the five capitals, but the integration is very shallow, and you're going to start getting a skyscraper. Now, for me, that's South Africa being the big brother, the big skyscraper in the region. A third scenario was land of scaffolding. We put some things in place, but we don't implement. And then the fourth is just a dysfunctional region by 2050. So based on those four scenarios, it's quite interesting. You've just had a conversation on innovation. Smart city is an innovative scenario using technology to 2050.
Don't forget the bullet train, hey? What are the probabilities, though, of those scenarios that you've just mentioned there? In other words, you know, which do you think is the most or the least likely to materialize?
Okay, so not based on my subjective view of the probabilities, but we had a workshop with non-state actors, and their probabilities to 2050 was it's a 10% probability that we're going to get to a smart city, 40% probability that it'll be a skyscraper scenario. So that is imagining South Africa actually probably being the skyscraper. But they gave 25% probability to dysfunctional and 25% probability to scaffolding. So you can actually see non-state actors give a very low probability that in 30 years we'll get to a smart city regional scenario.
And what role does South Africa in particular play within SADC, and how is it viewed by the other nations?
See, that's an interesting one, because and what made me think about it was, you know, just looking at our results over the last few days, our GDP, our growth, looking at the concept of recession. South Africa plays a very big role in the region at this point in time, out of the 16 member states. So if it does continue to grow, it could well be the skyscraper, and it will use the other countries in the region in order to integrate for its own benefit. But should we start to actually go down, what was for South Africa probably a skyscraper could end up being a pile of rubble, which I think is very important in terms of the SADC region.
Absolutely. And what do we have? We've got about a minute left. But with, if one looks at all of this, how does the xenophobia and the attitudes around that, will that affect this in any way? Is it a flag we need to look out for?
It is a big flag, because, again, a skyscraper scenario where South Africa is the big player will absolutely enhance xenophobia. It will also enhance mobility of people towards the skyscraper, which will give South Africa a lot of different dynamics around xenophobia, around, illegal immigrants coming in, mega cities, Johannesburg becoming a mega city in time to come. So I think that there are a lot of challenges being a skyscraper scenario.
Well, Chantal, always great chatting to you. Chantal Ilbury, scenario planner at Mind of a Fox.